This past week, the American Cancer Society announced a revamp of the recommendations for mammographies and breast exams, saying that the majority of women don't need a yearly exam until the age 45 unless cancer runs in the family. As we recognize October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my first two guests this week join us to discuss their efforts to help women understand breast cancer, the importance of proactive health care, and the available resources if that diagnostic nightmare does become a reality. With us now is Executive Director of the North Jersey Chapter of the Susan G. Komen Organization, Kelly Witkowski, along with their Director of Community Health, Tina Jacobs. Good morning, ladies.
Morning. How are you?
And let me give you the website for the North Jersey Chapter. It's KomenNorthJersey.org, and they'll fill you in on the various programs, educational materials, insight, and assistance that the Susan G. Komen North Jersey Chapter does provide. And let me start with you, Kelly. As far as the overall mission statement of the Susan G. Komen North Jersey organization, what are some of your areas of major focus?
Well, Susan G. Komen is the world's largest breast cancer organization, funding more breast cancer research than any other nonprofit, while providing real-time help to those facing that disease. In North Jersey, we're working in our 9-county service area to bring education to our constituents, as well as helping to fund some of this national research.
And for Tina, I was looking at a report that you released, an annual survey slash study of those 9 counties that you cover, Tina. And there's a particular concern regarding Sussex and Warren counties. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we just completed our 2015 community profile, and Warren and Sussex counties are one of our priorities because of their high late-stage diagnosis and high mortality rates. And based on many key informant interviews and focus groups and studies of data, the reason why we believe that is because they have the oldest white women population, and those areas are rural, and the services are on the southeast side of both counties, and many women and men live on the northwest side of the county, and there's limited public transportation. So for someone that gets paid on a daily basis, for them to take a day off from work and go on a bus to get a screening and then have to come back if there's an abnormal, it's just not a priority for them. And we have to educate these people about the importance of screening and that they can't put their head in the sand about this and that it's vital for them to get mammography when it's right for them.
Speaking of those, the concept of the importance of screening, Kelly, as I alluded to in the introduction, the American Cancer Society said yearly exam, you can wait till 45. And after 55, they're, at least by their measurements, it could be every other year. And yet you can look at maybe most notable, most recent, you had celebrity chef Sandra Lee reveal that she has breast cancer at the age of 49. So how challenging is it when you have to deal with a portion of the population who can quickly get confused by other organizations, which with well-meaning intentions, to be sure, but it seems like the cookie cutter aspect is not the way to go. You have to look at your individual situation.
Correct. And while we respect the American Cancer Society's expert committee's thorough review of the scientific literature, we hope that these new recommendations won't add confusion about breast cancer screening that does already exist. And we still feel that it's so important for a woman to talk to her healthcare provider about her personal risks and make the decision on when to be screened, how often, and what course of screening should happen.
So Kelly Witkowski, who is the executive director of the North Jersey chapter of the Susan G. Komen Organization, along with the director of community health, Tina Jacobs, KomenNorthJersey.org is their website with a significant amount of vital information and education that you can freely obtain and certainly share with people in your lives as well. It's KomenNorthJersey.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. For Tina, what are a couple of the most points of confusion women have about breast exams? Because you can, from what I've read, a woman can actually assume a false positive because of a lack of awareness of how her breast should feel.
So we changed our messaging from breast self-exam to breast self-awareness. So we want women to know what's normal for them and to be aware of their breasts. A woman's breast changes depending on her cycle, and most women's breasts are lumpy. So they need to know what they look like and feel like, but if they go to bed one night and they wake up the next and the breast is red or it's swollen or there's itchy or scaling or a discharge, it doesn't mean they have breast cancer, but it's a symptom and they need to go to the doctor and have it checked out. It's very, very important that we educate women about the risks of breast cancer and what to look for. And who knows better about their breasts than the women themselves?
Well, that's true, Tamba Kelly. That's only through being, as I said in the intro as well, being proactive about your own health.
Correct. And one of the focus points for us in North Jersey is education for women, educating them about breast health, about risk factors, and the importance of being proactive. We, as you had mentioned, the community profile, one of the really important things that came out of that was everyone is looking for education, and we are going to continue to educate women as we have and educate them about the importance of talking to their health care provider about their individual needs.
Wrapping our time with Kelly Witkowski, who is Executive Director of the North Jersey Chapter of the Susan G. Komen Organization, along with their Director of Community Health, Tina Jacobs. On the web, it's komennorthjersey.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I know this is going to sound a little odd, Tina, but there's a fear factor when it comes to illness because we all want the best for ourselves, but we're also human. And it's almost the, well, if I don't acknowledge it, it's not there, that some people unfortunately take the attitude with. What's the way for someone in a person's life to say to that woman in this case, for example, look, you've been saying you think something's wrong. Let's go to the doctor together, maybe. You know, offer something to alleviate that fear factor, unfortunately, too many people get when it comes to a serious illness like breast cancer.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because our campaign this October was to go out and get screened, and if you hadn't gotten screened, to remind a friend and pay it forward. Sometimes it is easier for a woman to go with a friend. They might be scared. But what women need to know is that most women that if it goes to a biopsy, 80% of biopsies are negative, okay? A woman's chance of getting breast cancer goes up with age. The greatest risk of breast cancer is being a woman and getting older. And unfortunately, if you do nothing about breast cancer, it will not go away. So the best time to catch breast cancer is in its earliest stage is when it's most treatable. And that's what I talk about every single day to women that call, that are afraid, that don't know where to go or what to do. We provide free services for women that are uninsured or underinsured to get those vital tests and those diagnostic tests to make sure that they do not have breast cancer. But if they do, we also provide a way for them to get treated.
And as we've seen with the statistics, the survival rate has increased. The early detection has been a major catalyst for that, even with over 7,300 cases of breast cancer in New Jersey alone each and every year. Again, the survival rate, if you look year by year, decade by decade, has become a much more positive, happier ending versus what had been seen a while ago. And it's only through being proactive on your part and supporting organizations like the Susan G. Komen Organization as through events, through straight-out donations, volunteering, sharing your story if you're a breast cancer survivor to help others. That's another avenue that you can approach to find out more. Become educated about your health as a woman and as a spouse of a woman, a friend of a woman, whatever the case may be, because the education, the knowledge, the awareness helps overcome the fear and the denial that will instead promote stronger health. And should that invasion of a body by cancer happen, a happier ending than what is initially assumed. KomenNorthJersey.org is your starting point for Northern New Jersey. Google Susan G. Komen and your state, wherever you are, if you're listening on the stream. Find out the local chapter near you and all the services, information that they offer. From the North Jersey chapter of the Susan G. Komen Organization, we've been joined this morning by their executive director, Kelly Witkowski, as well as along with their director of community health, Tina Jacobs. And ladies, thanks for how you are empowering women to face what certainly no one ever wants to face, but the reality presents the argument sometimes, and you help those women through those arguments to a winning situation. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Our pleasure. Thank you.